World Food Program spokesman in Nairobi, Peter Smerdon, says there is concern that if the container ship Maersk Alabama cannot reach Mombasa soon, many people in the region may not get the foodstuffs they need to sustain them in the coming months. Smerdon says the WFP cargo includes more than 4,000 tons of corn soya blend for malnourished children and mothers in Somalia and Uganda, and nearly 1,000 tons of vegetable oil for refugees in Kenya. Smerdon says there are many more containers of food aid belonging to the U.S. Agency for International Development and other agencies.
We need to keep a constant pipeline of food coming both to Somalia and to other countries in the region. Otherwise, we have to cut rations and people will go hungry. Basically, this amount of food would feed hundreds of thousands of people for a month. It's only part of the basket of food that we give people in the region, but it's a very important part.
The Maersk Alabama was scheduled to arrive in Kenya on April 16th, but early Wednesday, the Danish-owned, American-operated ship was seized nearly 500 kilometers off the coast of Somalia by four armed hijackers. The hijacking was the first of its kind involving an American crew in modern history. According to reports, the crew disabled the ship and overpowered the pirates after they got on board, but the pirates took the ship's captain, Richard Phillips, and shoved off from the cargo ship in a lifeboat. The pirates are now reported to be negotiating for the captain's release. A U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer arrived in the area Thursday with other vessels. In the past, military helicopters and surveillance aircraft have been used to take photographs of hijacked vessels and gather information. The head of the Mombasa-based East Africa Seafarers Association, Andrew Mongora, tells VOA that no one knows what the pirates are demanding as ransom for the release of the ship's captain. But Mongora says he believes the standoff can be resolved quickly if the ship's owner, Denmark's A.P. Moller Maersk, negotiates directly with the pirates.
If the owner will establish direct contact with the pirates, it won't take time. But if they use a lot of third parties to be part of the negotiation team, then it will drag on and drag on for a long time.
In the past, Mongora has been involved in numerous ransom negotiations between pirates and ship owners. In 2008, pirates and their associates are said to have earned somewhere between $30 to $150 million in ransom, seizing more than 40 commercial and private vessels off the Somali coast. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.